Do not your alms before men. Take heed that you do not your alms before men, to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when you do thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have the glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Matthew chapter 6, 1-2. Do not worry about your life. Then Jesus said to his disciples, Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, nor about the body, what you will put on. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which have neither storehouse nor barn, and God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? If you cannot do the least, why are you anxious for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothes the grass, which today is in the field and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? Luke chapter 12 verses 22-28. Do not an anxious mind. And do not seek what you should eat or what you should drink, nor have an anxious mind. For all these things the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that you need these things. But seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. Luke chapter 12 verses 29-31. Do not fear. Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell what you have and give alms. Provide yourselves money bags which do not grow old, a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches nor moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Luke chapter 12 verses 32-34. This is really important. You have to know this. Jesus did not come to teach religion. He came to reveal the way of the kingdom. And in his own words, he has made it clear. Do not do your righteousness to be seen. Do not worry about your life. Do not have an anxious mind. Do not fear. Do not live in sin. Do not withhold forgiveness. These are not mere suggestions. They are commands from the King of Kings, spoken for the good of those who follow him. Every "do not" from the mouth of Jesus is a call to trust, to surrender, and to walk in the freedom of the kingdom of God. They are not restrictions. They are invitations to deeper fellowship with the Father, to live unburdened by fear, free from performance, and anchored in eternal reward. The one who lives by these words shows that their treasure is in heaven, not on earth. Their heart is set on the Father's will, not on the praise of men. Their mind is stayed on peace, not on anxiety. And their life bears the marks of one who belongs to Christ. So take heed to what Jesus says. Let his words judge your heart, direct your steps, and set you apart. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.